Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Podnauer is here. Christina's back. Digital policy innovator, certified change management practitioner, principal of Native Trust Consulting, author of The Power of Digital Policy. Yeah, that's right. She's really smart. And she joins us today to talk to us about how you and I can grow our business the way businesses should be growing in the third decade of the 21st century. Christina Podnauer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you and your listeners having me back. It's always good to be here.
We love having you on the show. So talk to us about when you look out across the landscape there, and you as you work with companies and being someone who's a been a digital innovator for a long time now. What do you see as in terms of just sort of set the table for us, what you see in terms of challenges and opportunities?
Absolutely, Jim. So one of the things that I continually see with businesses is they don't know what they don't know because we're all keeping the lights on, and that's important. But at the end of the day, if you are trying to grow your business value, whether it's because you want to infuse capital, whether it's because you want to sell or kind of get acquired, merge, acquire other companies, et cetera, what you really need to be doing is paying
attention, in the case of millions of baby boomer, elder baby boomers, business owners, divest of the business, maybe.
Exactly.
There's a lot of that going on right at this moment.
Absolutely, and there's going to be more of it, right? We're going to see an increase in that. And so, you know, whatever your situation is, and, you know, it might not be something that you're thinking about necessarily for this year, but whether it's this year or next year, I think what we all can agree upon is that we want our business to be more valuable, right? And so whatever the outcome or the end result is, we want to grow that value and ensure that as you go to market, as you kind of look for that exit, whatever it is, that you're doing three critical things. The first one I tell folks, and interestingly enough, a lot of people aren't paying attention to this one, is eliminate as much of your risk as you possibly can, right? So what does that really mean? It means that, you know, you formally define and document your corporate structure. It doesn't have to be 30,000 pages. It doesn't have to be expensive lawyers. It can be something very simple, but you do have to have some documentation. You need to be able to actually show that you have a good structure, that you've looked at the necessary risk, including things, what I call digital policies. And you and I have talked about this before. But it's little things like, you know, have you defined a data privacy statement that, you know, keeps you in line with ethical laws and regulations? Or, you know, have you backed up your system so that if something happens and goes awry, that you're able to continue operating the business? Those are the type of things that folks are looking for in terms of risk. And the more of that that you
so a prospective, let's slow down a little bit here, Christina. So as a prospective buyer or investor would see, would when they're evaluating the potential risk, some kind of deferred exposure, they would look to the quality of the digital policy. They would ask about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
See, that's absolutely. Something that comment, what I just said, what you just said, is something that 99.75% of every business out there, just about, if they haven't, unless they've read your book, would not have thought about that someone would consider that to be a risk, an eliminating risk.
Right. And what's interesting is if somebody's looking to, you know, buy your business, to acquire your business, what they'll do is take a look at that and go, you know what, it's a risk. I still want your business. It's not going to make me turn away from your business because it's a good opportunity. But what I want is 10% less value.
Right.
You know, from your perspective. Right. Or I want
We're talking about maximizing value here, folks. We're talking about cleaning up around the edges to some degree. What would be an example of a digital policy a defective digital policy or a non-existent digital policy?
You know what, Jim? I see this, I tell you, I see this at least 5 or 7 times a day. It's insane. Little things, putting a copyright date and copywriting your website in the footer of your website. Please put a copyright date, put the name of your company. It's simple. It should take us all just, you know, 5 minutes or less to do that. You don't need a lawyer. You don't need a fancy consultant.
Right.
Do that. You need something like a privacy policy. Again, not a lot of effort. It doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, if you can just say it plainly in plain English, that's great. Don't look for lawyerese on this one.
At the bottom of my website, I just looked. At the bottom of my website, mm-hmm. it says copyright 1997 to 2020.
Because you were smart, and as we turned into the new year, you remembered to update that.
I'm pretty sure we have it automated.
Well, you know what?
I mean, my point, that's my point. I mean, folks, some of these things you don't have to cluck over every year. You can automate them. You can, anyway, go ahead, Christina.
That's absolutely right. And, you know,
I'm almost certain we're not, our memory wasn't good enough to do that. I'm almost certain we automated that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what? And smart people like you do that. They say, you know what? I don't want to think about it. Click and forget it. And that's what most folks out there should do.
But you're right, because, I mean, if you look around, folks, look at the websites you'll see out there. You'll see some pretty fancy, smancy websites out there where the copyright on the bottom of the page is maybe 7 or 8 years old.
And, you know, that's not just – here's the thing. I don't blame anybody who has a business for forgetting that. I blame whoever they put in charge of their website.
That's right.
Go out there and take a look at your website, and if it's not there, look at whoever you have, either a developer or an agency, and say, why have you not told me I need to do that?
What about a non-existing or a poor training program culture about how to use digital? Would that be something that would be on the top of the risk list?
Surprisingly enough, not on the whole from a digital perspective, but when we delve down into things like security, absolutely spot on.
That's what I'm thinking of.
We have a lot of malware. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because see, we're increasingly, small business owners are increasingly targets for the bad guys because we're the weak link open door to the bigger guys, our customers.
Exactly. And so here's the thing, Jim. Two things there. You need to have training. You need to have awareness. You have to have a little of documentation. But into that pot of risk management, make sure you have a good partner that you're dealing with. I'm in the middle of dealing with a crisis right now for a small company. They were smart enough to outsource their security to a managed services firm, but the vendor is not doing what they need to. They had an incident. Customers are getting spammed.
You got to make sure. You got to watch that, folks. Quick break. Right back with Christina Podnar. The book is called The Power of Digital Policy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.